But to end with, Valerie, can I ask you to share your last two poems, which start with Zimbats?
Yes, yeah, sure. The Zimbats are not from this world. this is a nonsense poem. But you know, from things that are going around, I sometimes think maybe some of us are Zimbats. And during lockdown and having to work so much on the screen, I sometimes feel like a Zimbat myself. So here we are, the Zimbats. The Zimbats came from Zinglydale, purple and orange and free. Their hearts were in the right place, but there was only a space where the brain should be. Only a space where the brain should be. They came in droves from the hills, they came, looking for something to eat, some fruit or veg if they could find, or a tasty piece of meat. For in their land, they'd nothing left except one grain of wheat. They climbed to the tops of banana trees, they picked bananas hand by hand, and their black tears fell like burning soot upon the pinky sand. These plants will wave no more, they said, without each little hand. The Zimbats came from Zinglydale, purple and orange and free. Their hearts were in the right place, but there was only a space where their brain should be. Only a space where their brain should be. They raided a field of broccoli beside the waterfront, each tucked into the broccoli spears with a soft, contented grunt. Without their spears, they wiped a tear. How will the broccoli hunt? They guzzled fried fish fingers cut from cods and hakes and places, and as they chomped, the bitter tears streamed down their purple faces. Poor little fish, they cried, for now you cannot tie your laces. The Zimbats came from Zinglydale, purple and orange and free. Their hearts were in the right place, but there was only a space where their brain should be. Only a space where their brain should be. They foraged for some sugar cane as they trumbled along. They chewed the roots, the stems, the flags, and mourned, this is so wrong. Without their flags, the canes won't know to which country they belong. They pounced on purple eggplants growing in an eggplant patch, and they long and loud lamented when they'd finished the last batch. Without its eggs, we cannot hope this plant will ever hatch. The Zimbats came from Zinglydale, purple and orange and free. Their hearts were in the right place, but there was only a space where their brain should be. Only a space, only a space, only a space where their brain should be. And the last poem is called The Color of My Dreams. And it's about being free to explore, and a bit about poetry in the sense that it's looking at things in a different light, which is something that poetry does. The colors of my dreams. Once I held inside my palms the curviness of a bow and listened in the cornfield to the sadness of a scarecrow. I clearly saw the saltiness of the Atlantic Ocean, watched a mother with her newborn babe, and tasted her devotion. Once I heard the vibrant green of a lawn that was just laid, smelt the laughter of the children playing in the glade. I once heard the roundness of a brand new tennis ball, and touched the despair of a man with his back against the wall. I traveled once around the world, on stars with flaming tails, and touch the colors of my dreams along some silver trails. Thank you so much for coming tonight.
And thank you, Val, and thanks to everyone. That's the end of our evening this evening. And what a fantastic way to spend a chilly January evening. Thanks for attending.